Vladlen Tatarsky was one of Russia's most prominent military bloggers on the war in Ukraine. Last Sunday, he was killed in an explosion at a cafe in St. Petersburg. The Russian authorities were investigating it as an act of terrorism. A large number of his supporters gathered for his funeral in Moscow. He was known for his vocal support of the invasion of Ukraine. Russian investigators have arrested and charged a 26-year-old woman in connection with his death. Al Jazeera's Dorsa Jabari was at that funeral in Moscow.
The head of the Wagner Group, Evgeny Prigozhin, who was one of the first people to pay his respects to the coffin of the 40-year-old Vladlen Tatarsky. Earlier, he said that he was a proud member of this movement, really, and posthumously has been made a member of the Wagner Group as well. He was given a sledgehammer on the coffin that was inscribed with his name and thoughts that the Wagner Group conveyed in their appreciation for the work that he did. We also spoke to a number of people who knew Tatarsky. One of his closest friends that we spoke to said that this is really a day of celebrating his life. They are not here to really mourn him, but to celebrate his achievements. He's being hailed as a hero of Russia, and that he wanted one thing and one thing only, and that is for Russia to be victorious in the war in Ukraine. We also saw a number of politicians paying their respects at this event, which is heavily guarded by security forces. There was a number of barricades as well as metal detectors that have been put up around the cemetery to control the crowds that were coming in.
Pavel Felgenhauer is a defense and military analyst. He joins us now live via Skype from Moscow. Good to have you with us, Pavel. He was lauded as a national hero at his funeral today, but was he?
Well, he was well known and maybe a hero for those who supported his position. But I believe this funeral, yes, there was Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner Group, some politicians, but what was absent was Russian officialdom and high representatives of the defense ministry that is fighting the war with Ukraine. So to some extent, he was a controversial figure because, well, the officials, the Russian officials, tried to kind of, well, separate themselves from him.
Conventional,
to some extent.
Yeah, conventional legacy media are still where most people in Russia get their news. And we know that the news in Russia is heavily controlled by the Kremlin. What role do these military bloggers play in getting their message and the Kremlin's message out to the audience in Russia?
Oh, yes, the news cycle is very much controlled. Any kind of criticism or coming from inside is right now suppressed practically fully. Those who criticize the war have to do that from abroad. And from inside Russia, you have these military correspondents of different media organizations or military also bloggers who are kind of self-employed. And they sometimes do criticize the execution of the special operation, not the operation itself that they support, but that there's been lots of mismanagement. They're critical of the, quite often, of the military high command, as is Evgeny Prigozhin, the chief of Wagner group, mercenary groups. That means that these influencers are not always totally in tune with the Russian officialdom.
The woman's been arrested, Pavel, in connection with the explosion that killed Tatarsky. What do you make of her motives? Who would be behind this? Who would want him dead?
Well, maybe lots of people wanted him dead, actually. Right now, it's not kind of hard to tell. The operation was kind of, from one side, it was well organized, from the other, not so, because the woman that brought in the explosives did not have, apparently, any exit strategy, or was used without knowing what she's bringing, and so was kind of destined to be captured. That's not how professional intelligence agencies work if they organize such a hit. So right now, it's kind of an open question. Of course, the Russian already authorities said that these were the Ukrainian special agencies who used the some kind of supporters and traitors inside Russia. That's the official line, and I don't think it's going to change at all as the investigation progresses.
How big a sphere is that this military blogging? Is there someone else who will come along and take Tatarsky's place?
Oh, yes, there's a lot of people competing on that field. It's rather well-financed. And again, because the official reports coming in from the defense ministry, well, not many really believe them. And the influencers and military correspondents, which seem to be a bit more independent, many believe them. And they have a following, that's sure. And I don't know, differing social polls say that 20-30% of the population actively, in Russia, actively supports the war effort. And this is their audience, and it's a big audience.
Good to talk to you, Pavel. Many thanks indeed. Pavel Felgenhauer there in Moscow.
Thank you.